Then the angels left her. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thought. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Remain standing while we sing. Say this together. All right. We await him with reverent hearts. Oh Lord, Lord Jesus, come.
Silent night, holy night. Calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sweet heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Pray. Father, we rejoice to come to the house of the Lord today. We're thankful for this place, and we're extremely thankful for this occasion. For Father, this is the day we have set aside to especially glorify your Son. We are so thankful that He loved us enough. So thankful that You loved us enough that You came to dwell among us. That You humbled Yourself to being a little baby born in a manger. And Father, speak to us today. Help us to go a little deeper into what that really means. We thank You for each one that is here. We ask, Lord, that You would open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears. And Father, we would give back to You the voice of praise, the voice of worship, the voice of thanksgiving for this great time of year. We thank You so much, Father, for this opportunity to express ourselves in Your presence. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
He then became an itinerant preacher. He never held an office, He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He had no credentials but himself. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today he's the central figure of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life.
want to tell you the real story of Christmas that we learned in Sunday school.
A long time ago, there's a man named Joseph who lived in the town of Nazareth. He was a kind and gentle man. He was a carpenter. He was in love with a girl named Mary who he was going to marry.
Mary was a young girl. Before she married Joseph, an angel came to her and said, "Fear not, Mary. You shall have a very special baby, a boy, and you shall call him Jesus." At first, Mary was afraid, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid." Mary did not understand, but she trusted God.
After Mary and Joseph had married, they had to make the long trip to Bethlehem. Mary rode a donkey most of the time. Mary would soon have a baby. Joseph was worried about her, but Mary said, "Don't worry, Joseph. God will take care of us." When Mary and Joseph got in Bethlehem, there were a lot of people. Nona! Come. The innkeeper did not have any rooms, but he wanted them to stay in his stable.
The cow and the donkey slept in the stable and ate clean hay. Their body heat would help to make the stable warm for Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus.
The baby was born. They called him Jesus, like the angel said. Joseph and Mary knows he's a very special baby. He is the Son of God. Mary wraps him up warmly and puts him in a box where the animals eat, called a manger.
There are shepherds watching their sheep in the fields. It is cold and lonely at night.
Then angel appeared out of nowhere, telling them a baby is born in Bethlehem. He will be their savior.
The shepherds said, "Let us go to Bethlehem to see this baby." So they hurried and found baby Jesus in the manger in the stable.
Later, three wise men came from far away. They followed a bright star to a house in Bethlehem. They bowed before the child and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The birth of Jesus was the first Christmas.
song.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel's chorus that held our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Seeing me today. I got your memo, and I just had a few questions before the guys and I went out tonight. I've been practicing my speech. Here goes. Listen, make sure it's okay. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Then the rest of the guys are supposed to come in, and we're all supposed to sing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Well, we understand all that, God, but we had a few questions. We normally go down, you know, flaming swords and everything, and to celebrate the king, that's kind of what we thought we might do. The guys had a lightning bolt designed for Jesus to ride over here, or maybe a flaming chariot, but your message says that he's going to be born a human child. I'm not questioning you or anything, but a human child, he won't be able to take care of himself. He'll have to have someone else change his diapers. The King of all kings and Lord of all lords. Yes, sir, we'll be obedient, I understand. But the parents are teenagers. Have you ever thought about that? I know you have. And I went down to check them out. Mary, she seems like a sweet girl and everything, but she has no clue how to take care of a baby. And Joseph, how's he going to provide for him? He's a carpenter. He comes home at night and he can't bathe himself. How's he going to take care of the King of all kings and Lord of all lords? But yes, sir, we'll be obedient. And I saw manger. He's supposed to be born in a barn? You know, the guys got together and we kind of thought maybe a castle or something. But if you want a barn, that's fine, Lord. It's your will, not ours. We will do what you say. And then the announcement, I got this right. It says that we're supposed to have the announcement for shepherds, and the reception to follow is going to be shepherds. I understand that Jesus is coming to be a shepherd of his people, but we thought just maybe somewhere in there we could get just a little more dignity and everything. But whatever, Father, your will be done. You're in control, God, not us. Wait a minute. You know, I kind of get it. You love so much, you love these people so much, that you would humiliate your child to bring them love. Instead of coming judgment, you want to bring them love and humility. Wow. For just once today, I think it'd be kind of cool to be a human. Thank you, God.
Good morning. It's good to see everybody here today. 'Tis the night before Christmas. 'Tis the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see who in this house did live. I looked all about. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel. No presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far distant land. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero for whom I had just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I had saw this night. their lives. To these soldiers. Sorry, Wanda. So willing to fight. Soon around the world, the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright, cheerful day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldier like the one laying here. I couldn't lay wonder how many laid alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a home in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night. This guardian, a martyr, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a soft voice and pure whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. This poem was written by a Marine stationed in Okinawa. Christmas will be coming soon, and some credit is due to our U.S. servicemen and women for being able to celebrate this Christmas. Let's try this small way to pay a little bit of what we owe. Make people think, stop and think of our heroes, living and dead, who sacrificed themselves for us. Thank you, Jesus, and God bless America.
They told me, pa rum pa pum pum, a newborn king to sleep, pa rum pa pum pum, a gift they bring, pa rum pa pum pum, to lay before the king, pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Little baby, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to bring the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I
I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum. Mary nodded, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. The ox and lamb get time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Little baby, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Fit to give a king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. The ox and lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum, me and my drum. Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Do you hear what I hear?
Ring through the sky, shepherd boy.
long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says. Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, the little King born today. And men will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. They heard a choir of angels sing, the music came from afar.